Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24. To Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel. See that you do not refuse him who speaks, and a lion speaks. For if they did not escape who refused him who spoke on earth, how much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven? Hallelujah. The Bible says that we have come to Jesus, those of us living in the New Testament, we've come to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, that's talking about Jesus' blood, that speaks better things than that of Abel. So Jesus' blood is speaking. He's speaking. Can we also speak? Speak means that it's something that is continuous. It's a present continuous tense. Right, the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things. He didn't say that spoke better things or that will speak better things. That's futuristic, but that speaks better things than that of Abel. It means that the blood of Jesus is speaking all the time. Hallelujah. As we are sitting hearing God's word, the blood of Jesus Christ is speaking. So he tells us in verse 25, see that you do not refuse him who speaks. See that you do not refuse him who speaks. Still maintaining the present continuous rendition of things. The blood is speaking. The question we have to ask ourselves is, what is the blood speaking? What is the blood speaking? Hallelujah. Wow. The blood of Jesus is speaking kingdom words. Wow, the blood of Jesus is speaking kingdom words. Now, you need to understand something, that Jesus is the only person who came from above, the kingdom above, to the earth. He brought God's word from the kingdom above. All other people spoke God's word, but they spoke from the earth. They belong to the earth. All prophets belong to the earth. The difference is that Jesus came from the kingdom above to speak. That makes his word a kingdom word. It's not the words which Moses, Abraham, David, Noah, all those people spoke. Job. This is special. He is special. He came from the kingdom above to speak the word of God. Hallelujah. And when he came and he died, although he shed his blood on this earth, Jesus took his blood to the heavenly temple. The Bible calls it the heavenly holy of holies, where he presented the blood in the temple of God in heaven. Wow. It means that the blood of Jesus, although shed on this earth, is presently in heaven, and he is speaking. The blood is speaking from heaven. Wow. He himself came from heaven, died on this earth, took the blood to the place where it belongs, to heaven, and the blood is present continuous, speaking. So the Bible says that see to it, you have come to Jesus the mediator, and that the blood of sprinkling, and he said, see to it that you don't refuse him who speaks. Because if they didn't escape who refused him who spoke from the earth on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him who speaks from heaven. What is the blood of Jesus Christ speaking from heaven? Which we should accept and not refuse. You see, the choice is that we can choose to hear God's word or take God's word from people who spoke from earth. And then we can choose to hear God's word from the word himself who came from the kingdom of heaven. All others were born by men, But he is different. Hallelujah. We can choose to listen to human beings, prophets, who said, "That says the Lord, God says this, God says that." And then Jesus, who came, who is the word, came to say, "But I say to you," we have a choice. Hallelujah. Now the Bible is telling us that the blood of Jesus speaks better things than that of Abel. Of course, you know that Abel's blood was shed on this earth, and the earth opened its mouth to receive. But the blood of Jesus, though shed on this earth, was presented to heaven, and he's speaking better things. What better things is the blood of Jesus speaking? Of course, he's speaking what? Righteousness. Righteousness. The Bible actually tells us that it was when God declared us righteous that he raised Jesus Christ from the dead. And so the resurrection of Jesus is our evidence that we are righteous in the sight of God. So the blood speaks righteousness, that we are righteous. As he is in heaven, so are we on this earth. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ is speaking forgiveness. Forgiveness for all offenses. The blood of Jesus is speaking victory. He's speaking more than conquerors. He's speaking love. I haven't heard about any blood that speaks love, although shed, but he's speaking love and mercy and grace. The Bible says that see to it that you don't refuse the message of the blood, the message of Jesus, which we call the kingdom word. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how I want to introduce kingdom followership today. It is important for us to understand that what the blood is speaking is kingdom words, because the blood is in heaven, the heavenly kingdom, and he's speaking some words. Of course, speaking is with word. So what the blood of Jesus Christ speaks is kingdom word. After what he came to speak on this earth, which he called the word of the kingdom or the gospel of the kingdom, otherwise which I call the kingdom word. Hallelujah. Good. So we want to learn something very important from Matthew chapter 7 about the kingdom word. He says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven." Entering the kingdom of heaven is just talking about experiencing kingdom life. "But he who does on earth the will of my Father in heaven," please underline will. The word translated will is also translated determination. But the first meaning of that Greek word translated will over here is determination. Actually, will is the last meaning in those sequence of meanings of that word. All right, so we can put determination there, we will not be wrong. Your will is your determination. But you see, determination gives us a certain picture, and I like that one better from where I stand, because it tells me that there is something that God is determined to accomplish. Something he's determined to accomplish. When the Bible talks about, or when simple English talks about a determination, it means that nothing you want it done, but there is some resistance to it, so you must use some determination to do it. So he says, "Not everybody who calls me Lord, Lord shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the determination of my Father in heaven." Does on earth, a verb, does, do, the determination of my Father in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a determination of God which has been frustrated since time immemorial, which is bringing on earth. Hallelujah. That one is the earth. His determination is letting his will in heaven be on earth. His determination is letting the heavenly kingdom be reflected on the earthly kingdom. That's God's determination. And down through history, since Adam's fall, God has always determined that this is my original plan for the earth. And as it started, that is how it's going to end. Hallelujah. So that is God's determination. Or if you like, God's will. Now, let's go to the next verse. Jesus is continuing. He says that, "Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, Have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, done many wonders in your name? Now, there are three things over there. The first one is prophesying in the name of Jesus. The second one is casting out demons. And the third one is what? Doing signs and wonders. These are three things that many, can we all say many? Many will say to him in that day. Many will say to him in that day, have we not done these three things? You know why? Because that is the sway of many. That is the focus of many. So many people are going to say that. We prophesied in your name. We cast out devils in your name. We did signs and wonders in your name. And Jesus is going to reply to them. Look at it, verse 23. And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. I never knew you. Ladies and gentlemen, from verse 21, we see that what Jesus Christ wants is his will or his determination to be done on this earth. The question I want us to answer is, prophesying, isn't it the will of God? Isn't it the will of God? Because here he's telling us that those who do my will or my determination are the people who will enter my kingdom or experience kingdom life. And he says that many will come and say, I prophesied in your name. And then he will say to them, I never knew you. You cannot enter into kingdom life. So my question and the begging question is, so prophesying in the name of Jesus, isn't it his will? Isn't it his determination? Number two, casting out devils in his name, isn't it the determination of Jesus? Isn't it the will of Jesus that demons are cast out? Number three, signs and wonders is, are we trying to say that signs and wonders is not the will of Jesus? It's not the determination of Jesus. Now, if these three things are his determination or his will, then when people do it, especially when they do not do it in their name, but they do it in his name means that in his favor. Is that right? If they do these three things in his name, then they should have done the will of Jesus, the determination of Jesus, for them to enter into the kingdom of heaven or enter into kingdom life. But from Jesus' answer, it doesn't seem that that is his determination. I don't know about you. But from Jesus' answer, it seems prophesying in his name is not what determination he wants. Because he said, if you do my will, not those who say, oh Lord, but those who do the will, the determination of my Father, they will enter into kingdom life. Many will come and say, we prophesy, we work signs, we cast out devil, and I will say, I never knew you. So is Jesus saying his determination is not prophesying in his name? For us to cast out devils in his name, for us to work signs and wonders in his name, is he saying it's not his will? Ladies and gentlemen, there are things that shows that God is with us. There are Christian activities, there are Christian things that shows that God is with us. But there is only one thing that he said we should do. Prophesying in the name of Jesus shows that God is among you of a truth. Casting out devils in his name shows that God is with you. Working signs and wonders shows that God is with you. But it is not what he said we should do, if you like. It is not his will or his determination as far as kingdom life is concerned. Hallelujah. What I'm showing us is the kingdom words of Jesus, what he speaks from heaven, which he says that, be careful you don't refuse him who speaks from heaven. Hallelujah. Now, these three things, prophesying in his name, casting out devils, they are all important. But in context, they are not the determination of Jesus. So we have to find out, what then is your will that guarantees us entry into kingdom life. What then is your will? Wonderful. If I should tell you that religion focuses on these three things. Religion focuses on that. Religion focuses on these three things. But the kingdom goes beyond it. That is why the champions of religion, who were the Pharisees and the scribes, these champions, they upheld some of these three things. What they didn't like was the kingdom way. What they liked was signs and wonders. There is nobody, or there are no group of people who like signs and wonders most than the Pharisees. Anytime they came to Jesus, they don't ask him for anything. They ask him to show them a sign. They had a craving for signs and wonders. They will come to you and say, "What sign do you show us? Show us a sign from heaven."
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Wow. And the Pharisees, they had disciples who were casting out devils. Actually, they had trained. The Bible, Jesus calls them, is it Matthew, calls them your sons. Jesus once said, "If I cast out devils by Beelzebub, then with whom do your sons cast them out?" It was these religious people, they had disciples who they trained to cast out devils. You see that? They liked signs. Read your Bible, is there. The Pharisees, they believed in the supernatural more than anybody. Their opposite were the people we call the Sadducees. They didn't believe in spirits. They didn't believe in the spiritual world. But the Pharisees believed in spirits, in angels, in demons, in casting out demons. They had signs. They trained to cast out devils. Hallelujah! Wow! What I'm telling us is that religion focuses on these three things, but the kingdom goes beyond it. The will, the determination of Jesus, I'll soon show you what determination it is. As well as these Pharisees, they liked prophesying, alright? They liked casting out demons, they liked signs and wonders. What they did not like, Governor, is the kingdom word. They oppose the kingdom word. They oppose the voice, Jesus, coming from the kingdom above to declare the word of God. So, please, I want you to underline something in verse 23. Jesus says, "I will say to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." I'm telling us that there is something he wants us to do. Verse 21 says that he who does the word, who practices something. There is something he wants us to practice. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying that practicing demonology, casting out demons is wrong. I'm not saying it doesn't mean that you are not anointed or God is not with you. I'm talking about what he wants us to do. He says that he who does the determination. And he's going to tell them that what you are doing, what you are practicing is lawlessness. Hey! Lawlessness. Please underline lawlessness. In the Greek, the word that is translated lawlessness is the word, in fact, the first meaning is the word illegality. And the second one is violation of the law. Lawlessness means that there is a law. Ladies and gentlemen, lawlessness means that there is a command. There is a law. There is a command. Something that cannot be negotiated. It's a law. It's a command. It's not a suggestion. It's not an opinion. It's not a choice you are giving. It's a command you are giving. It's a law you are giving. And Jesus says that he wants us to practice his law, his command, his determination, his will. Look at verse 22 critically. Of the three things over there, prophesying, casting out demons, doing wonders, all three in the name of Jesus, you will see that it is summarizing the Christian life minus one thing. Prophesying in the name of Jesus is preaching, inspired preaching. That's prophecy. Number two, casting out demons in the name of Jesus is exercising authority in the spirit world. Authority in the spirit world. That's casting out demons. Doing signs and wonders is exercising authority in the natural, over the natural. That's why you can have signs and wonders, which is not according to nature, if you like. Miracles, we call it. One word, signs and wonders, you call it miracles. It's like controlling nature. Casting out demons is controlling the spirit world. And prophesying, of course, you know, how calmly, how beautiful to speak or to preach, proclaim under inspiration. Look at those three things there. There is one important thing missing. That important thing missing is what? Teaching what? The kingdom word. That is what is missing. So what God wants us to practice is his commandment. What is his commandment? We have gone through it. Matthew 5 to verse 7. You have heard it was said, but I say to you, love your enemies. But I say to you, but I say to you, but I say to you, that is his commandment. Hallelujah. Jesus' commandment, they span from his first sermon all throughout. The things that he spoke, they were not opinions, suggestions. He was the full counsel of God. He was declaring the kingdom word that this is the final. There's nothing beyond me. You have heard it from people who spoke from the earth, but I have come from heaven to speak to you as the word of God, to declare. That is why I say to you, and it's a command. What he wants us to teach and to practice is the kingdom word. The word from above. The word that has been filtered through his person, through his teachings, and above all, through his performance on the cross. All scriptures from Genesis to Revelation must be passed through Jesus. And what comes out from Jesus' person, his teaching, and his performance for us on the cross, that is what you should take. That is the kingdom way. Hallelujah. Wow. Says, I want you to do the will of my Father. He told those people who did those three things, religious things, that you didn't do what I commanded. You didn't do my law. You practice lawlessness. Lawlessness. You didn't practice the kingdom way. The kingdom word tells us to love our enemies. You didn't practice the kingdom word, but you did everything. You didn't teach the kingdom word. Because in the Great Commission, Matthew 28, 18 to 20, he said we should go and make disciples, baptize them, teaching them. So teaching is his final determination, really, that will bring the kingdom of God on this earth as it is in heaven. Wonderful. Look at verse 24. Look at verse 24. Jesus is reinforcing it. He says, therefore, can we all say therefore? You see, he has addressed this issue that it is because you practice lawlessness, you don't obey my command, my kingdom word, what I say to you. You are doing some other things that people who were on earth spoke. The prophet spoke. But I came from heaven as a kingdom word, and I'm speaking. I'm speaking better things. Don't refuse the better things. Because you see, if you refuse better things, a time will come that you will bear the consequences of refusing grace. If those who refuse the law did not escape, how much more will those who refuse grace not escape? You see? So he says, therefore, I say to you, he's ending. Therefore means that what he's saying, he's about to say, refers to what he has spoken before. So he's warning us. He says, many will come and all that. This will be my response. And so the solution is this. Therefore, I am telling you, whoever hears these sayings of mine, what are the sayings of mine? Please, if you look into the Bible, you see that he's just ending his very first sermon. We call it the Sermon on the Mount. It began with the Beatitudes in chapter 5. He's ending in chapter 7. That is the ending of chapter 7. And he gives what we call the parable of the wind and rain and all those things. Let's look at that, because you must understand it in context. He says that, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine, what are the sayings? All the things that Jesus Christ said, from the new definition of blessedness to the new role of the believer as the light of the world, as the salt of the earth. I mean, all of the things, the six times he says that you have heard it said, but I say to you, he says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, please underline, does them. His emphasis through on has been a doing. Something that must show in your life. A certain determination of God that must show in your life. Certainly not those three things in verse 22. Prophesying in his name. Casting out devils in his name. And doing miracles in his name. He is not saying that those things cannot be done. But that is not what he has told us to do. Which will bring his determination on earth. Therefore, I say to you, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them or practices them, they are practicing Jesus' commands. They are not being lawless. They haven't created a law for themselves and said that, Lord, you must accept this because after all, I did it in your name, in your favor. It enhanced your image. Ladies and gentlemen, there is something we call the test of obedience. God always tests our obedience. And he tests our obedience with very simple things. Listen carefully to me. Jesus always tests our obedience. God always tests our obedience with very, very little things. But you see, what we do is that we want to obey the very grandeur things, big things. Big things, oh. We want to obey the big things. But what God is looking for is a very simple obedience in the very simple things. So in the Garden of Eden, in the First Kingdom era, he led two trees in the middle of the garden. And the reason why he led the tree called religion, the knowledge of good and evil, not the practice of good and evil. It is just for knowledge. Religion is just for knowledge. Hallelujah. You read the law, it is just for you to know that the Ten Commandments is this. Hallelujah. But it's for knowledge. It's a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Know something. Not practice or do. What we have to do is the kingdom work. Is to go for the tree of life. Hallelujah. So, he simply tested man's obedience by leaving religion there besides the kingdom. And it's a very credible alternative. Credible alternative so that man will choose the kingdom tree out of his will. Not because the religion cannot give him other signs of divinity, like casting out devils, like doing wonderful things. Are you aware that it was when man fell from kingdom life to religious life that man began to expand and to build cities? Read Genesis chapter 4. It was after the fall that they even had children. And he saw it. Nobody had brought forth. Now we bring forth. So we know that if we bring forth, it's not a big deal. Hey! But that first day, for the first time that they saw something coming from the womb of Eve, and it was there. I tell you, I believe they looked and said, "Aye, God is with us. Look at it. How can we are falling? Yes, still. Look at the miracles that are following us." Can you understand, Adam? God led the creation. In fact, it was that time that they began to build cities, not villages. Oh, the first human beings. What they built were cities. The Bible says cities. They named it after themselves. That's the heart of religion. Let's do it for ourselves. Make us a name. We did it. Grace is out. It's all our effort, all our works. That's the heart of religion. Ladies and gentlemen, the simple obedience was for them not to eat of the fruit. And up till now, God expects, you see, he gives us something little that is so common that you can gloss over it, walk over it, think that it is so common to everybody, the kingdom word, and we must do the other powerful things. And that will show that we are really of God and things like that. But God looks at it and he's so impressed. I keep telling us that it is us, who are impressed with signs and wonders. Do you think that when the sick gets healed, God is mesmerized? Do you think God is impressed? Oh, it is his will for the sick to be healed. He doesn't want us sick. But do you think that if somebody supernaturally gets well and gets a miracle, do you think it's a miracle to God? Have you ever thought about it? It is from our fallen self, our religious self, that these things are miracles to us, but they don't move God. So you can say, Lord, I did signs and wonders. Hey, signs and wonders. Hey, children, they give and all that. But God is not moved by those things. He's moved by something. His kingdom word. It may be very simple, but believe me, it is the word of God that he's going to use to try us. Jesus says that, look, you have seen my stance with this thing. Therefore, I say to you, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who builds his house upon a rock. And he says, three things will come. The wind will come, the storm will come, the rain will come, the flood will come, and it will stand all judgments. Whether of men or of God, it will stand and endure into the kingdom future.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.